All right, so the news from the local hardware store in Austria are that there's double A batteries with a USB-C cord.
Right on the battery, no like charging block.
Right on the battery. And an LED for status. In case you will air that, not gonna happen with Woo. Not gonna
Unless you want to go,
happen.
I don't know, air dry your woo every time you use it.
Not going to happen.
All right, well, I think it's time for Woo World's 2023 wrap up. Yeah, we had four highest jump disciplines end on Sunday. We had a team discipline end, and then we had some kite lottery, some brand challenges, and I've been spending my week interviewing people that won prizes. I've gotten almost everyone done except for one kite lottery has not gotten back to me. So busy month at Woo. The Woo Worlds this year has grown. Leo, do you know what the exact numbers are for total participants?
Well, so we have record numbers in the amount of kite spots, in the amount of participants, in the amount of kite sessions, in the amount of total height posted, and in the amount of total distance posted. So over 7,000 participants, over 30,000 kite sessions.
Wow.
In total, the kiters kited about 8 times around the globe.
That's awesome.
Even in total height, we made it at least, let's say, from London to San Francisco or something. So it's ridiculous what the community put up once more. As you know, Arlen, you're more in the forefront of the storefront when it comes to Woo Worlds. I'm hanging out more in the back office, thinking about technology,
Nuts and bolts.
nuts and bolts. Yep. But every now and then I peek my head out, and everything I see is really, really cool.
Yeah, no, the only way that this happens, that this contest is possible, is that we've created a sensor that anyone can use anywhere in the world. And this year we released the 4.0 right before the start of the event. You know, it was a little bit of uncertainty as to how that was going to play out, and it went surprisingly smoothly. I thought overall, we saw really good results on the 4.0. We've had very few issues with it so far, and it's been, you know, super reliable, great battery life. Big ups to Leo and his crew for getting that ready for the event.
I mean, the thing that amazes me the most is the precision. I knew that the hardware was going to be sturdy and reliable, but the precision is really, really great. I think, Arlen, we have another tech talk scheduled. There's a whole bunch of things to talk about. There's a few of those issues that you just have when you ship a new product. They're all software related, so
Yep.
we're in the process of releasing the work that we've already done and fixing them. So that'll be coming very soon.
Right.
Yeah, super psyched about it. I mean, this is a about as solid as a foundation as you can have for this global game. And again, what really stood out for me is the precision. Obviously, we had some people give us feedback on that as well and share some results, and we see some sessions coming in. It's amazing. We've done, you know, more testing internally, but that's the one thing that I'm most excited about.
Yeah.
And you remember, Arlen, right? We did this watch testing in Holland when I was there. Amazing results.
Yeah, no, the 4.0 is living up to the hype. Really, the only challenge we have now is that we want to get it in the hands of everyone that uses Woo so that we have kind of a level playing field for the whole community, especially if you're one of the stronger jumpers in your crew. If you're jumping over, you know, I'd say 15 meters, it's time to get on the real sensor here.
Yeah, we really sharpened the knife here, and it's a complete new weapon.
Speaking of weapons, the kite of choice this Woo Worlds, you know, there's always some debate as to what kite out of all of the industry is the best at big air. I think we saw kind of two trends this year. The first was early on, we saw a few riders jump extremely high on foil kites. And for a minute there, we thought that, you know, maybe they were onto something. And we saw Hugo's 35 meter jump in Wellington on a foil kite. And then we saw Leo Cassati, same kite in the Canary Islands. And I think if you talk to a lot of the riders that use foil kites, they would agree that they're super efficient. They have lots of power, even in lighter winds. You know, they're not as user-friendly. They're definitely a little bit more expert, but they certainly can get you up super, super high. A couple of our partners for Woo Worlds, Ozone and Fly Surfer, are kind of specialized in that type of kite. The R1 for Jamie Overbeek is been super useful for him, the Fly Surfer Sonic. Yeah, I think, I mean, you've ridden foil kites, you know the deal. Like, not for everyone, a little bit more of a rat's nest at times, but certainly a cool tool.
Yes. I mean, it's a whole new ball game to learn to jump on those. But I've seen mean, some of the guys were in 6 meter Sonics now, right? And Sonic, mind you, is the high performance race kind of oriented kite almost.
Mm-hmm.
Really crazy. I will say though, I mean, it seems to me when I look at, for example, Hugo Wigglesworth's jump, right, the 35.5, he was just ripping down wind. And if you look at what we've seen from, for example, Martin Hager up in Denmark,
mm-hmm.
it's more vertical, it seems. It seems the XR Pro and, you know, the Alula frames seem to be providing a bit more vertical lift. Now, this is, you know, just a theory. It's not a statement. I think, Arlen, if we look back at the past 5 to 10 years, this is about the biggest change and kind of evolution we've seen, perhaps even the revolution we've seen in the big air kite market.
I think if you're a kite manufacturer, you know, when you saw Woot come on the scene in like 2015, it takes time for you to both give it serious attention. And then it also takes time to figure out what the innovations and design changes are going to be that impact performance. It felt like for a while there, it was kind of iterative, you know, use kites that were already on the market. Kites like at the time was the North Rebel, now the Duotone Rebel, you know, the XR kind of came on the scene a few years after we started and has done really well.
Ozone Edge.
Yeah, Ozone Edge for sure.
Staple in that area.
Yeah, a couple of our brands that partnered with us this year, Duotone, Core, have brought that kind of stiffer leading edge to their kite. And then, you know, Ozone Elevate, they're still doing their own materials, but similar kind of goal is to make the kite more efficient and more responsive. So yeah, we'll see that show up in the Woot scores going forward.
Well, Cape Town is coming, right? I mean, I'm excited to see what will happen in Cape Town this year with all this new material. And I think a lot of these riders now kind of, we say in German, lick blood, like they kind of smell that there's something possible.
Yep.
Some of the words you get out of that community is, yeah, I mean, with those new kites, like easily 2-3 meters extra. So it'll be very interesting to see. And something else you mentioned, Arlen, recently is something about spots, that there's, you know, that this really narrow focus on getting that one big score also influenced some of the spot selection that we've also seen, kind of like a little bit of a, I would say, refinement and evolution there, right?
Yeah, there was definitely the vibe during Martin and Stein's session where, you know, I think a lot of people in the kite community look at just straight jumps, maybe not as cool as like a mega loop. But when you watch those guys go out in the conditions it takes to jump that high, you know, you're going out on a day where the ocean just looks like it doesn't want anything to do with you. Most kiters are sitting in their van. They're saying, you know what? I don't even have a small enough kite. I'm not even going to bother. And the fact that these guys go out and then they not only go out, they also charge as hard as they can into a wave and jump as high as they can. It's like there's something pretty badass about that level of commitment to jumping as high as you can. It's like everyone that we talked to in Denmark was just impressed that those two had gone on the water, period.
Right.
It just was mean out there. Like the surf was going over the piers. It just looked like today would be a great day to sit on the beach inside and, you know, drink a coffee. Yeah, it's just cool to see that this game, you know, at the elite level has not yet really been solved. Going into this upcoming year, you feel like, okay, the riders are better, the kites are better. It's not getting less windy out. So someone's going to find a new record out there.
That's a very interesting comment you made there, Arlen, that the game hasn't been solved yet. And yeah, I've never thought of it that way, but I would totally agree.
Right.
And yeah, the next question is 40 meters, right? We're getting closer and closer. It's still a distance, but, you know, give those kite brands and the riders one more year to iterate on that new airframe and really tweak and refine that. Perhaps there's some adjustments in technique for the riders as well. I think, for example, the Core XR Pro has no bridles.
Mm-hmm.
So that must mean that riders have to, you know, adjust a little bit, get used to it, whatever. So I don't know. It's a very, very exciting time. And obviously for the what this means for the normal rider, that, you know, that translates down from 35 meters to, I guess, those who jump in the 12, 15 meters range. That's where I'm mostly at these days. And I'm thinking, well, you know, there's definitely something for me there as well. And, you know, up my game at the local spot and try to kind of maximize on that level. So it doesn't only mean that the pros now up their scores. I think we will see that kind of trickle all throughout the Woot community. Yeah.
Right. Real quick, let's run down the results. In the men's, it was Martin Hager, 36.2, Stein, 32.5, and in third place was Jason. So Jason Montreal of New Zealand.
Congrats. I mean, he's up there with the big boys, right?
Yeah, 31.9. Congrats to Jason. He's made some great videos about different kites that he's tried. He's tried all the like kind of the latest big air kites. He's a super talented freestyle rider as well as booster. Martin also getting the overall $2,000. Not a bad day at the office for Martin. On the female side, we had Karen Hu winning again, second year in a row, 20.4 meters. Sue Kay setting a new personal record on the last weekend, 20.2 on a kite that she designed.
That's so cool.
Kim Shaka, 19.9. I think the story there, other than Karen, you know, defending her title when she went out in Taiwan and in her home spot in Penghu Island, that the Coast Guard in Taiwan was about ready to close the beaches because there was a typhoon coming through and they didn't want anyone to get hurt. And so she had a kind of an urgency to her session. She said that she had the last few minutes before they closed the beach and she was able to score that 20.4. So congrats to Karen. That score held up this month.
And what a tight field that was. I mean, 0.5 meters between first and third, 0.7 meters between first and fourth. It was really, really contested.
Yeah. Yeah. Trina, we spoke with Trina as well. She came in fourth. You know, you look at her session on the last day, she was out there for 3.5 hours, just 19, 18, 17 meter jumps, just trying to get there. But that's how it goes. Just takes one. And Kim, Sue, and Karen are your podium. Junior won by Hugo. Senior was won by Toto. So if you've been on Wu the last couple of years, you've probably seen this name, Toto Wolf. He's a German rider that loves his core kites, rides out in St. Peter Ording or Southern Denmark. Yeah, he found 25 meter jump on his XR Pro. Clark Robertson of the Kiwis coming in second. And then a guy by the name of Demir Velidar out of Croatia, 23.4. He was our third place for seniors. So that was a deep field. I think we saw something like 1,300 senior riders this year.
Can we just reiterate that these are seniors? I mean, I'm 43. I know what age does to your body and to your shape and everything. And they're 50 plus, 25, 24, 23, 1,300 riders. It's amazing.
Kiteboard keeping you young.
I guess so, yes.
Yeah, we actually spoke as well to Dree Brunette, who is the senior female top rider. We surprised her with a twin tip. She had no idea that she had won something because we didn't have a senior women's category this year, but we made one up. We had a couple extra prizes to give away. So senior women and also junior women got a first place prize. Lena Richter was our junior first place. She had her whole family in Sardinia with her in the background of the video call and was very stoked to hear that she won a new Ozone twin tip.
So, oh, that's awesome. Well-deserved. Well-deserved. All of them.
As we look ahead to the rest of the fall into the winter, I think at Wu we're feeling pretty good about where everything is right now. We're going to continue to push some updates for you guys. We have a Tech Talk podcast coming up where we talk about some improvements that we made to the Android app, to the new 4.0 charger. I think that's right.
Well, it's a big Android update. The kind of stuff that I love, under the hood, nuts and bolts stuff, really improving the Bluetooth implementation once more. Nothing that will be visible in the app in any way, shape, or form, but noticeable to Android users, and just a huge improvement in stability, compatibility, and performance for Android. And a firmware update for 4.0 and 3.0. So throughout the worlds, we've avoided doing any updates just to avoid any disruption in the competition flow. But all the work that was done, the hard work by Juan and all the other developers, now culminates in these updates. So all these things that we found in 4.0, small kind of software bugs, as you may want to call them, been ironed out. So it's also a really, really big update that solidifies 4.0. And yeah, to me, really exciting stuff. And we'll talk a little bit more in depth on what exactly these upgrades and improvements are and how they will be noticeable for customers in our Tech Talk.
Yeah, the Wu team is looking ahead to a winter spent continuing to improve on the 4.0. We're thinking about getting together in Cape Town. So Leo and I will keep these updates coming for you now that Wu Worlds is wrapped up. I know just looking at the leaderboard yesterday, we had a crazy strong wind in kind of the northern Germany, Denmark area, but from a completely different direction. It was like an east wind. And we saw some high 20 meter jumps from a few riders. So the game is still on, even though Woo Worlds is over. The game is still on, whether it's going after your personal record or trying out a new kite, seeing if you can jump higher on a new kite. I don't know, zipping around for the 500 meter speed challenge, you know, just use Woo Worlds as kind of some inspiration for things that you can do during your next session. There's so many different metrics in the Woo app that you can try to improve. Hope you guys have a good late fall into the winter. Leo, I will chat with you soon.
Chat with you soon, Arlen. Thanks a lot. And thanks, everyone. And have a wonderful weekend.